All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Back in time.
Where were you?
January 14th, 1969. In the news, Hollywood gossip. Actor Max Baer, who plays Jethro in the Beverly Hillbillies, was arrested near his home in Studio City after allegedly threatening to kill a neighbor and her friend if they did not tell him the whereabouts of his wife. At the movies, a race car driver becomes a champion with a Volkswagen Beetle with a mind of its own. Disney's The Love Bug stars Dean Jones.
Without a real car, I'm only half a man.
Also, Michelle Lee, David Tomlinson, and Buddy Hackett.
It's a matter of talking their language. You have a little feel for tradition and some courtesy. You'd be surprised you can unscrew the inscrutable.
Tuesday Night TV features a special night and a serious moment on the Red Skelton Hour.
I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word.
And on the radio, fifth week in a row, Marvin Gaye is holding at number one with I Heard It Through the Grapevine, a song that reached number two for Gladys Knight a little over a year ago.
It took me by surprise, I'm afraid, when I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine, not much longer would you be mine.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1969.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.